Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, we welcome to the show Dr. Anthony Rao, nationally known child psychologist. Good morning, doctor.
Hey, good morning to you too.
What are we going to talk about on this Friday morning?
Well, I am grateful it's Friday. I should tell you that we are entering into in our world, really the stress season. And, prior to COVID, every fall into the winter, the referrals just are nutty. Like, people are calling, people are checking in. There's so much more stress, right? Kids back mm-hmm. in school, it's the start of a new quarter, we're coming off the summer. So anyways, all of our symptoms, our issues just sort of go up, and then they continue through most of the holiday season. So a lot of people have been checking in and asking, is it time for me? I'm stressed out like crazy. Should I get a therapist?
Mm-hmm. And so how do you respond to that and people thinking that they need to seek out therapy?
When people question it and they bring up the question, honestly, in the back of my mind, I think, yeah, you're probably ready. You're questioning mm-hmm. it. You're asking. I think you've got to consider it. And you know what? If you are, you're in really excellent company, because everyone is at points now where they're kind of thinking about it if they've never done it before. And they think it's a big step, but it's not as big a step to take as you would think. And it may be more like a, coaching, or more of a, counseling, something a little less formal, less professional. But the idea that reaching out to people probably makes a lot of really good sense. And we do it right through, clinical diagnosis. There's no tests for any of these things. Mm-hmm. Am I anxious? Am I depressed? Is this, is the stress in my relationship? Is my work productivity down? You're going to have to make the call, and for you or your kids. And I just tell them, look, it really comes down to two big things. The first is it really interfering, right? You got to ask that question. Is this really getting in the way of me focusing enough to get things done? My productivity, are we fighting at home so much? It's just, is it just really fundamentally different? And then the second thing is, how long has this been going on for? If it's a couple of weeks, you can kind of not panic. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. It may be in relation to something that's just happened, like a disappointment. That's fine. But you're going from weeks to months, by all means, it's really time to sort of reach out.
Where's step one?
And that's really the biggest thing. And I tell people, look, I know there's been a lot of obstacles for people to get therapy through insurance and all that. Actually, nowadays, a lot of insurance companies have realized, hey, we got to make this more available and not be so difficult about it. But I tell people, look, just don't go to lists or the internet and start looking around. Find some people that you feel you can trust. Talk with them first and say, look, yeah, I've been doing a lot of stress, I've been worried about a lot. Have you ever, or have you known anyone that's ever, seen a therapist that they liked? It's mm-hmm. literally like getting, a recommendation for a good restaurant in the town that you're just visiting. You really have to ask people. You need that sort of, personal recommendation. Ask your primary care, ask your pediatrician. But just don't go into those, cold calls where you get lists from insurance companies. And there's also things at work. If you have a thing called employee assistance programs, EAPs, mm-hmm. There's lots of things out there now, because guess what? Everything that's just been under the surface is getting pushed through because of stress right up. And we've never seen anything like this. We suspect we'll see more use of therapies and counselings than we've ever seen, and appropriately so.
So, Dr. Rayo, you get the recommendation, you meet with that doctor, and other than a business card and a diploma, how do you determine if that's the right person for you on that first meeting? Or some questions, or just go with gut instinct? What's your experience? How do you know this is going to work out?
I like the gut instinct approach, which is, you know, first of all, position yourself as a consumer, not as someone who's one down and hurting and somebody else has all the authority. You should feel, and you can really know in usually one, you know, maybe a telemeeting, just one meeting is usually enough. You know, did I connect? Did they seem empathetic? Did I feel a little better just getting it off my chest? I can talk to this person. I can open up. You're probably about 60 to 80% there in terms of what the research shows would be successful to get better. You know, you really do have to connect. You know, if your situation is more complex and you're on medicines, you'll need more of a psychiatrist, which is a right. medical doctor. Otherwise, look for people who have advanced degrees in counseling. The other thing is therapy is modernized. It isn't exactly what people see on TV and movies. Sure, there's still some of that long-term therapy thing where you get analyzed and dreams, but for the most part, it's shorter term. You state your goals. The therapist works with you on changing your habits, your behaviors, and your patterns of thinking, and then sort of circling back, and maybe it's stretched out over a couple of months. It isn't like necessarily, unless you've had something big in your life, have to be that deep and long.
Well, that's what I think there's some of the misconceptions, and I'm glad that you brought up the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist, because if you feel like you truly might need some kind of medicine, it would have to be on the referral or you'd have to see a psychiatrist. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we tell people, look, medication may be one of many tools that are really useful. If you're in sort of dire straits, if you're really feeling significantly so depressed that you feel so hopeless, you don't want, you know, you're thinking of harming yourself, by all means, you're more likely to need a medication as a starting point to hopefully get you some relief so that then the more talking and doing therapies, if you will, can be effective. One of the things to keep in mind is, you know, medications are just part of the picture. The long-term data show it's really good to do both if you really need it. If you're more in that moderate or mild range, you may not need the medication because, you know, there's always side effects with that. But sometimes people think it's a one and done and it's not.
And so then, and then two other points. First of all, telehealth, which a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists have moved to telehealth. And I feel like people have to be kind of psychologically prepared that that's how they might be introduced to a doctor.
Exactly. And I think it's actually changing how a lot of us are practicing. You know, some of us who were terrific in the office are terrible on telehealth, and it could be a game changer. And if this is the way it's going to be, you really need someone who, you know, looks up at you, looks at the little dot of the camera, and relates to you, knows how to get, you know, beyond the screen and the glass to realize that there's a true person there and be able to feel that empathy. So if you feel that, it just has to be the right type of person who can connect via this new kind of technology. But again, always go for what feels good. Sort of that gut instinct is really important.
And so, and I want to bring up the point that you made because I think it's so important for somebody to understand. So let's say my situation is I'm in life right now today, 2020, and it's just messed up and I'm feeling stress and anxiety. So I look and I get recommendations and I find a psychologist who can help me work through that. It isn't some, like, just because you go and see a psychologist, it doesn't mean that it's years and years and years of therapy. Sometimes people can get the help they need in 1, 2, 3, 4 sessions and can be life-changing.
In fact, what you just described is more of what I do. So there's more like, you know, more like consultation, evaluation, just one-time meeting. It seems like I can be helpful. Let's do something, you know, 2 to 4, 4 to 6 times, stretch it out over maybe a couple of months, these little assignments in the meantime, and hey, this could be helpful. You could try this type of breathing technique or muscle relaxation thing. But, you know, keep a diary of your thoughts and try to substitute this with that. And then are we making our goals? And then you go off and do that for a while and you circle back. That's called cognitive behavioral therapy or CBT. And that is what people really should be looking for. Now, if you've had big traumas and if you've had a lot in your life, by all means, you want to explore and go deeper. Sure, a longer-term ongoing therapist is great, but you can also circle back to the other therapist as needed. I would ask that question, too. I'm glad you brought that up, which is, you know, hey, can we just do something for a couple of sessions and can I circle back with you as needed, rather than therapists who sort of like feel that you have to be with them for the very long term. That's more of a traditional psychoanalytic, you know, when you think of Freud kind of way of therapy, and it doesn't fit for a lot of people. You know, to your point, you can do this in just a couple of sessions. You can evaluate and say, hey, I have some tools now that feel like good for me. I can go for a while, then I can circle back as needed.
Yeah.
Who responds better to the work that you do? Is it the adults or the kids?
The adults have to respond first, and then the kids. But, you know, the kids, if they're young enough, don't mind doing it. You know, they're playful, particularly when I was in the office. And so, you know, a couple of sessions really quickly can make some big changes in the behaviors of kids. But if the patterns in the families are a little complex, or, you know, parents are fighting and there's other stresses in their lives that are not going to abate right away, by all means, it's going to be a lot of work with the parents, and it's going to be hopefully getting their anxiety down first.
Dr. Anthony Rao is on the phone with us. All right, I have one final Halloween question. For the younger kids, I'm going to pick an age. Let's go 10 years of age and younger for boys and girls. What if they want to get into really scary, bloody Halloween costumes? Should the parents say no?
That's a great question. And I'm glad you chose that age range, because when you're above it, you can almost like go with anything, right?
Uh-huh,
up to a certain point, of course. I think it really is based on the child. There are some kids I know, and some of them have been boys, who just couldn't even walk by, you know, their local drugstore, because in the window would be like, you know, a skeleton or something.
Yeah.
Freaking out. You know, later on, they grew out of this. Of course, they all do. But you almost had to respect that there were certain things and images and things that really got to certain kids. And parents know those kids. I do like the idea, though, of pushing them a little bit beyond their comfort zone. I mean, this is the best way to do it. It's fun. It's creative. It's safe. It's kind of this way for kids to experiment with sort of like some dark themes that otherwise really bother them. So, you know, the bloody thing, yeah, that can get too much, because then we think about violence and hurting other people.
Yeah.
But, again, you can think about, like, are there ways to expose ourselves to things that do frighten us, or images we may come across, and do it in a safe, fun way.
All right. We always appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Awesome. Dr. Anthony Rao, of course, nationally known psychologist, author of The Power of Agency, and Friday mornings on KISS 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.